Boston is sweetening the deal to get Amazon to move into Boston Seaport. Last night, the city's Planning and Development Agency approved a measure giving the online retail giant a pretty hefty tax break. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at the meeting and joins us this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Hi, Bob.
So let's make it clear from the get-go. This, what happened last night, is not part of the city of Boston's attempt to woo Amazon to Boston as the site of its second corporate headquarters, right?
That's right. This is about an 18-story building that a developer wants to construct in Seaport Square and lease long-term to Amazon.
So what's the deal?
So basically, the planning board approved the deal 5-0 last night. The city is offering the developer named WS $5 million in tax breaks over a 15-year period, which it has to pass on to Amazon. And Amazon has to lease all 18 floors of that building, fill it with 2,000 workers, creating 800 construction jobs along the way. I spoke with Jonathan Greeley. He's the director of development review at the city's planning agency.
The benefits, I think, are significant, right? We are incentivizing the construction of a new building. We are adding 2,000 jobs to both the Commonwealth and the Boston area. And we're also excited to continue to encourage and work with Amazon in expanding their presence here in the city of Boston.
So Amazon, Bob, already has 1,000 employees in downtown Boston in the Fort Point area in Summer Street. It's got a new office in Back Bay. It's been in Kendall Square for about 5 years. It's got a robotic center in Waltham and a distribution center in the Southeast Coast. So Amazon has got a big presence in the area, and the city is already talking to Amazon about another building in the seaport right next to this first one. And if it leases that and adds another 2,000 workers, well, the city is willing to kick in another $5 million in tax breaks.
You know, I got to ask, does Amazon, which is doing really well, really need the money? And why should the city offer it anything when the market for real estate, especially in the red-hot seaport, is so hot right now?
Yeah, good question. It's burning hot. But city planners want to lock the company into a long-term deal because, well, real estate markets change. And you're right about Amazon not needing the money. Amazon's revenues last year were something like $180 billion. The city's operating budget this year is about $3.1 billion. So the $5 million tax break is, I think, basically symbolic. It's kind of an act of good faith.
Is it also an appetizer in the city's effort to induce Amazon to build that second new corporate headquarters in Boston?
Well, that's certainly on the minds of city planners. Here's Jonathan Greeley of the Planning and Development Agency again.
We are very pleased to be having this dialogue with Amazon. The conversations around this should be considered independent of the HQ2 process. But no matter how the HQ2 process shakes out, we are very excited about Amazon's interest in investing in expanding their operations in Boston, not just in Kendall Square, but in Boston. We're really excited about that.
So, Bruce, when does all this have to happen?
So the tax assessor, the city has to set up a schedule for the tax breaks over the next 15-year period, and Amazon has to sign on the dotted line and create all those jobs by 2025.
Do we know if Amazon is going to accept this, take the $5 million, and create those 2,000 jobs?
Yeah, I think it's a sealed deal. They wouldn't have gone all this way without having gotten a real commitment from Amazon.
WBUR senior Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob.